Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Navjot Singh Sidhu will continue as the Punjab Congress chief, and a coordination panel is likely to be set up, which is expected to be consulted before any major decisions by the Punjab government in future, party sources said on Thursday. The decision was reached after an over two-hour meeting at the Punjab Congress Bhavan between Chief Minister Charanjit Singh Channi and Sidhu, who had resigned from the post of the state party chief on Tuesday. The panel may comprise the CM Navjot Singh Sidhu and a representative of the AICC, the sources said. However, it is still unclear how differences over the appointment of the DGP and the AG will be dealt with. Amidst Sidhu on Wednesday had raised a question over the appointments of the DGP, state's advocate general, and so-called tainted leaders. Besides Channi and Sidhu, the meeting was attended by senior Congress leader and central observer Harish Chaudhary, Minister Pargat Singh, and Punjab Congress working president Kuljeet Nagra, the sources said. Minister Rajkumar Verka, MLAs Inderbir Singh Bularia, Avtar Singh Ritik. Minister Rajkumar Verka, MLAs Inderbir Singh Bularia, Avtar Singh Jr., and PPCC Working President Pawan Goel were in another room, they said. There was no press briefing after the meeting between Sidhu and Channi. Channi left the venue around 6 p.m. while Sidhu came out about half an hour later. No party leader spoke to the media after the meeting concluded. Earlier in the day, Sidhu reached Chandigarh from Patiala to meet Channi. The meeting came a day after Channi reached out to him and offered to resolve issues through talks. Just before his meeting with Channi, Sidhu attacked the state's new DGP, alleging that he wrongly indicted two Sikh youths in a desecration case and gave a clean chit to the Badals. The desecration of a religious text allegedly took place in Punjab's Faridkot district in 2015, whose investigation was handed over by the then Prakash Singh Badal-led government to an SIT led by current DGP Iqbalpreet Singh Sahota. Sahota was given the additional charge of the state's DGP by the Charanjit Singh Channi-led government. The development in the Punjab Congress came on a day former Chief Minister Amrinder Singh was in Delhi and said he will quit the Congress, which he asserted was going downhill with senior party leaders being ignored. But Amrinder scotched speculation of his joining the BJP. Former state party chief Sunil Jakhar also said there should be an end to the attempts to undermine the authority of the Punjab Chief Minister time and again. Jakhar said aspersions being cast on the selection of the state's Advocate General and state police head were actually questioning the integrity of the CM. Jakhar was obliquely referring to Sidhu, who had raised questions over the appointments of the Director General of Police and the state's Advocate General. "It is time to put the foot down and clear the air," tweeted Jakhar, who was the front-runner for the post of the Chief Minister, but the party later chose Charanjit Singh Channi. The National Monetization Pipeline Initiative is kick-starting now, with the Indian Oil Corporation Limited putting up two of its big hydrogen generation units for monetization by global firms. The Narendra Modi government had launched the NMP initiative for public sector enterprises on August 23. The IOCL group, which owns and operates 11 refineries, saw two of its hydrogen generation units at IOCL's Gujarat refinery identified for monetization. The IOCL has invited a Global Expression of Interest, or EOI, for the same on Thursday. On September 28, it was reported that the government is also planning to set up a National Land Monetization Corporation under the Department of Public Enterprises to fast-track monetization of land and non-core assets of central public sector enterprises. The EOI floated by IOCL on September 30 says it is seeking a global or domestic bidder engaged in operating such assets for a transaction involving transfer of contractual rights or long-term lease, along with operation and maintenance. A suitable structure for monetization would be decided by IOCL at an appropriate stage after considering various factors, the document reviewed by News 18 says. IOCL has specified that the bidder should be capable of bringing in operational efficiencies, higher reliability, increased capacity availability, apart from an appropriate upfront capital payment related to the transaction. It has also been specified that the ownership of the land on which the assets are located will remain with IOCL. The bidder will produce hydrogen to meet the refinery's demand. The NMP identifies two broad models of monetization: direct contractual approach and structured financing. For the purpose of this transaction, the direct contractual approach will be applicable, the IOCL document says. Both these IOCL units are licensed from Messrs. Haldor Topsoe and were commissioned in 2010 and 2021, respectively, with capacity of 72.5 KTPA each, the document says. The bid document also adds that an Indian bidder or a foreign bidder who has an Indian entity to own and operate the assets, or even a consortium or joint venture of such firms, can bid for the project. It also says the bidder should have built, operated, and maintained at least one hydrogen generation unit of minimum 30 KTPA capacity. This apart, industrial gas generation must be the bidder's primary business, and with a net worth of Rs 1200 crore. IOCL is among India's largest commercial enterprises, with a turnover of Rs 5,14,890 crore. And accounts for nearly half of India's petroleum products market share. IOCL Group owns and operates 11 refineries with a combined refining capacity of 80.55 million metric tons per annum. Petrol and diesel prices on Thursday neared record levels across the country after rates were hiked by 25 paise and 30 paise a litre, respectively. The price of petrol was hiked to Rs 101.64 a litre in Delhi and to Rs 107.71 per litre in Mumbai, according to a price notification of state-owned fuel retailers. Diesel rates increased to Rs 89.87 a litre in Delhi and Rs 97.52 in Mumbai. Prices differ from state to state depending on the incidence of local taxes. This is the second price increase in petrol retail. This is the second price increase in petrol since the ending of a three-week-long hiatus in rate revision and the fifth in the case of diesel. The hike took the retail price of petrol to a near-record high. Petrol had hit a record high of Rs 101.84 a litre in Delhi in July and Rs 107.83 in Mumbai. For diesel, the increase led to rates equaling the all-time high of Rs 89.87 a litre touched in Delhi in the same month. International oil prices are at a three-year high, with global benchmark Brent trading at US$78.64 per barrel. India is dependent on imports to meet nearly 85% of its oil needs, and so benchmarks local fuel rates to international oil prices. And a moderate turnout was recorded in the by-election to the Bhabanipur Assembly seat, where West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee is contesting to retain her post, as polling in the high-profile constituency in South Kolkata passed off peacefully on Thursday. Around 53.32% turnout was recorded in the seat till 5 p.m. The Election Commission said that the final turnout till 6 p.m. will be available on Friday. A high voting rate at 78.60% and 76.12% was recorded in Murshidabad's Shamshed Ganj and Jangipur seats, respectively, where polls had to be countermanded during the April-May assembly elections following the death of two candidates. A total of 6,97,164 voters were eligible to exercise their franchise in the three constituencies. A total of 6,97,164 voters were eligible to exercise their franchise in the three constituencies. Banerjee, who is also the Trinamool Congress Supremo, is pitted against BJP's Priyanka Tibrewal and CPIM's Shriji Biswas in Bhavanipur. Banerjee, a voter of the constituency, cast her vote at Mitra Institutional School in the area. Sporadic incidents of scuffles between the BJP and TMC supporters were reported from some areas of the constituency. Tibrewal claimed that the TMC forcibly stopped the voting process at a polling booth in ward number 72 and that State Minister Firhad Hakim retake. Tibrewal claimed that the TMC forcibly stopped the voting process at a polling booth in ward number 72 and that State Minister Firhad Hakim and Shubrata Mukherjee were trying to influence the voters in the constituency. The BJP has lodged a complaint with the EC against Hakim and Mukherjee. Hakim, however, termed the allegations as baseless. Does having tea at a roadside stall tantamount to influencing voters? The BJP... Does having tea at a roadside stall tantamount to influencing voters? The BJP knows it will lose the bipoll and are now making lame excuses, he said. A minor scuffle between supporters of the TMC and BJP was reported outside a booth in Bhabanipur over allegations that the ruling party was bringing fake voters inside the polling center. Security forces brought the situation under control. The TMC also registered a complaint with the EC accusing Tibrewal of moving with an entourage of 20 cars and intimidating voters, a charge denied by her. The BJP later alleged that its polling agents were not allowed entry inside several booths. Hakim said such claims were politically motivated. In another incident, BJP leader Kalyan Chaubey's car was allegedly ransacked on Sarat Bose Road. Incidentally, Chaubey was working as the election agent of Hindustani Awam Morcha secular candidate Shatadru Roy. The Kolkata police submitted a report to the EC regarding the incident, following which the poll body rubbished the allegations of it being a political attack. In Shamshirganj, bombs were hurled a few hours before voting started at 7 a.m. The TMC had accused the Congress of carrying out the attack, a charge the Grand Old Party dubbed as baseless. The Congress has demanded a re-poll in 9 booths of Shamshirganj constituency. The Congress has demanded a re-poll in 9 booths of Shamshirganj constituency. The Congress has demanded a re-poll in 9 booths of the The Congress has demanded a re-poll in 9 booths of the Shamshirganj seat. The BJP took a dig at the TMC over the low turnout in Bhabanipur, saying that the ruling party's campaign of projecting the by-election as a precursor to the 2024 Lok Sabha polls to defeat the Saffron Party was not endorsed by the electorate. What will happen to Mamata Banerjee's ambition to project herself as an alternative to Narendra Modi in the 2024 elections? She had described Bhabanipur as mini-India, which will show the country how to fight BJP by turning out in large numbers to vote and elect her by a huge margin, party spokesperson Shamik Bhattacharya said. He wondered what would happen to the claims of different TMC leaders that Mamata Banerjee will win by a margin of over 1 lakh votes. Reacting to the BJP statement, Hakim said the Saffron camp should be more worried about securing its deposit. They should be worried about whether they would be able to secure their deposit or will have to forfeit it, he said. The chief minister who lost from the Nandigram constituency in the assembly elections earlier this year has to win this by-poll to retain the post. The votes will be counted on October 3. French ex-president Nicolas Sarkozy, who was convicted on Thursday and sentenced to a year of house arrest for illegal campaign financing of his unsuccessful 2012 re-election bid, will appeal the ruling, his lawyer said. The court said Sarkozy would be allowed to serve the one-year sentence at home by wearing an electronic monitoring bracelet. Sarkozy's lawyer, Thierry Herzog, noted that the sentence corresponds to the maximum his client faced. He said he had spoken with Sarkozy, who had asked him to appeal. The verdict won't be enforceable pending appeal, he added. Sarkozy, France's president from 2007 to 2012, had vigorously denied wrongdoing during the trial in May and June. Sarkozy wasn't present at the Paris court for the ruling. He is accused of having spent almost twice the maximum legal amount of 22.5 million euros on the re-election bid that he lost. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. And do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.